I suppose, first of all, Eamon, ideal weather at the moment for cricket, and all the North West teams will be busy this weekend with friendlies, preparing for the new season, which starts next weekend.
That's correct, yeah. The weather, absolutely beautiful. Forecast good for the rest of the weekend. As you say, all clubs are playing friendlies both Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. Some actually played some games last weekend, but certainly they're all in action over the weekend. And perfect weather, so everybody out and about, and spectators, I'm sure, will be out and about looking forward to seeing good weather and good games this weekend.
I'm sure they will, Eamon. Well, let's start with the champions from last year in the Premier Division, Strabane. Are they going to be strong enough, I suppose, first of all, Eamon, to defend that title that they won last year?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I don't think they are. They have lost six players from that League One side from last season, gone various ways. And they, to my knowledge and information I've got, they haven't really replaced them. They're keeping very quiet about any new signings, but at the moment I haven't heard anything about any new signings. They may be going to promote players from their second 11. Whether they're going to be good enough is questionable, and certainly they're going to be under pressure, and no way can I see them retaining their title. It's just been a disastrous close season for them.
Of the teams around them then, Eamon, obviously Dunamana Brigade sitting around there as well, and Coleraine also in the mix. Dunamana winning a trophy last year in the Downsbank Senior Cup. Do you think that they are possibly seen as the favourites this year?
Well, they're not favourites. I'd have them in the top three anyway. Certainly they're going to be up there. Obviously, Andy McBrien played in the World Cup just during the summer there, and naturally he's going to be a star with them. But he'll be called up for a lot of Irish games, so he'll not be available all the time. And his father, Junior, who's been a hero up in North West cricket and Irish cricket for many years, he's announced his retirement, so that certainly hasn't helped them. They've brought in a new professional, a South African all-rounder, Jan Feelings, so it'll take a while for him to settle in. And there's three other clubs have also brought in new professionals this year, but it always takes them a while to settle in. I think Brigade might be the side this year, although the big loss to them is Johnny Thompson. He's gone up to play his cricket with CIYMS in Belfast. But they have added a number of players to their side. Iftikhar Kerr Hussein, Gareth Burns of Coleraine, and Johnny Robinson of Strabane have all joined. So I think they're going to be a force. And as you say, Coleraine kept their same professional this year, Killian Varden. Skipper Scott Campbell, young Scott Campbell, taking over the reins. But they've made a significant signing in Graham McCarter, who played last year in England. He was released and he's now back and he's been signed up by Coleraine. So he's an opening bowler and he's part of the Ireland squad. So that's a big plus for them. They're certainly going to be up there challenging for the title.
Out of all those teams, I suppose Brigade don't have an Irish international. And is it an advantage to Brigade then when you look at that, when their star player isn't available, or for in Brigade's case that they don't have a professional and everybody will be available?
Well, this is it. It's going to be a big plus for them because, as I said earlier, there's obviously the Irish international players are going to miss maybe 50% of the season this year because Ireland have so many games coming up. And Brigade are not affected that way. They're definitely going to miss Johnny Thompson for sure because he was a big plus in both with the ball and the bat. But they do have a fairly strong side, and I think, as you say, that's going to help them, that the fact that they should have a full side available every week of the season.
But it is nice for the North West League as well to have four players who have Irish international experience, and three of them, of course, heading out with Arden Craig, Yon Andrew McBrien and Stuart Thompson.
It's absolutely brilliant for the North West. They have so many representatives. And all those guys were picked for the World Cup. You see, two of them played, Andy McBrien and Stuart Thompson, played big parts in Ireland's matches out there. Young Craig Young didn't get his place in one of the games, but I was just reading on the internet last night that he actually is playing with Sussex Seconds during the week there and picked up 5 wickets for 88 against Middlesex Seconds. So there's a possibility, because you see Craig Young being another Irish-born player, joining an English county. He had been with Sussex before, but he suffered a lot of injuries and he was released. But they have obviously come back for a second look, and he's certainly done his chances no harm picking up those 5 wickets during the week.
So we've looked at the top teams that we expect to be in and around the top of the Premiership this season come the end of the term, Eamon. But let's look at the other sides, and it's going to be a big year for Donegal's only cricket club, St Johnstone. They made the move up as champions last year. Can they cause teams problems this year, can they, Eamon?
I think they'll cause teams problems. Whether they're going to be good enough to stay in the division has to be a question mark. They have strengthened during the season, a close season. They brought in Kevin Martin, wicketkeeper from Strabane, and Ryan Patton, the opening bowler of Strabane. So those two will help. Alan McBeth, who took a year out last year, he's coming back to play this year. That'll also help him. And his brother Ian's captain. They have a lot of good young players coming through. Michael Rankin, Ryan McBeth, a number of others, David Lapsley. So their young players are more experienced now. Although they're back up, this is a big step up. Last time they were up, they struggled and went back down again. I think it's going to be a struggle again, but they're certainly going to win some games. They're going to give everybody a game because they have got that little bit of experience brought on now with their young players. So, no, I wouldn't write them off by any means. It will be difficult, but they will get the results.
And that's a challenge that every team faces that comes up from the Championship into the Premiership and trying to stay up. And has it been a while since any team came up from the Championship, Eamon, and really went to the top end of the Premiership and, I suppose, as we said earlier, caused some of the big teams' problems?
Well, there's nobody really took over when they came up. They all struggled. Ardmore's probably the only one that's remained up there for a few years. But up there challenging, it just doesn't happen. It's such a big jump up. We've been seeing that over the years from Division 1 to the Premiership. It's a massive step. And I think St Johnstone will probably find that as well. But as I said before, they have got youth on their side and the experience can do these young guys a lot of good.
You mentioned Ardmore. Decker Curry still batting for them. A hugely experienced cricket player and a man that has a lot of runs under his bat as well. Eamon, he's a vital player for Ardmore. And how can you see them faring out this season?
Well, he is a vital player. And even last year, he's 46 now, I think. But he's in great condition. And he got over 1,000 runs last year again. So the abilities never left him. And he's going to be a big player for them. I think they'll do fairly well last year. They struggled last year to stay up, but they managed to stay up. I think they'll probably maybe finish mid-table this term. They brought in a West Indian wicketkeeper batsman, Forster Mudazeum, so it'll be interesting to see how he does. But when you have players like Decker Curry, Andrew Riddles and Gary Neely and some local young players, I think they'll do okay. I think they'll finish around mid-table.
And the other two teams that we have to mention in the Premiership is Eglinton and Brady.
Yeah, well, Eglinton, they have lost a few players as well. Stephen Smith has gone. Tim Chopper and Andy Christie have left them. They brought in a professional. They've been doing without a professional for the last number of years, but they've got a new professional this year, a West Indian. He's a young student. He's a top-order batsman, Orion Williams, and Johnny Gardner returns. Decent enough side, but I think they might be one of those sides like last year. They may struggle a bit this year again, mostly an all-local side. They do well, but I don't think they'll be up challenging for trophies. And Brady, well, they won the Ulster Cup last year, basically the same side. Again, another new professional South African, Michael Lupster. But David Scanlon, the skipper there, but they're going to suffer, like Donovan are going to suffer. They're going to be missing their opening bowler, Craig Young, for a lot of the season. And, of course, if he goes to Sussex, they're not going to have him at all. But if he stays with Brady, he'll be missing for Irish international duty. So that'll probably leave them struggling to be winning things. But again, I think they'll not really be down near the bottom, another mid-table side.
Let's just step into the Championship, Eamon, and as a look at the fixtures ahead of the opening weekend on Saturday the 25th, there's two clubs there which stand out who you would be expecting to battle it out at the top, Fox Lodge and Glendermot.
Yeah, Fox Lodge went down last year. Disappointing, a good club up there and some excellent cricketers. They have lost Iftikhar Hussain and their professionals left them, so that's weakened them a bit. But it is a big drop down for them. They'll expect to be bouncing back straight up again. Glendermot are always going to be up there, but I think the big danger this year is going to be Drummond. They have made a lot of good signings, a lot of experienced players who have played in the Premiership, and I think they're going to be the side to look out for. Fox Lodge will be there and probably Glendermot, but I think Drummond may be the side to keep an eye on that Championship this year.
Just back to the North West Premiership, Eamon, and there's, of course, national competitions as well that the league is involved in. And can our big clubs maybe go all the way in the Irish Cup this year or get as far as the last four? Because it's a competition that North West sides really, really strive and try to do their best to make.
Well, that's the one you want to do well in, and it's been a wee while now since North West really got in there in finals. Just looking at the draw, the big one that stands out really is Donamana and North County, but so one that puts you on the map up here. Now the fact we've got four North West players in the Irish set up, you would expect and hope that North West teams will start to push forward and get further up, lifting that Irish Senior Cup. A lot of good games in that and early in the season, but that's a competition that everybody wants to do well in. But it's a difficult one to win. Leinster are always the top dogs there, and no doubt they'll be the sides to beat this year again.
And finally, Eamon, we're just, what, six or seven days out from the start of the new North West Premiership season, and I suppose you'll be praying to the sun gods now for the summer, and we have the good weather and ideal cricket weather in the North West.
Well, that's what we're looking for. Maybe this week's come too early for us. I'd rather be seeing this forecast for next Saturday when it really starts in earnest. But nevertheless, hopefully the forecast that they say the long range is quite good. So hopefully they've got that right. If we've got the sunshine out, and as the way the World Cup whetted the appetite for spectators and players, then I expect big crowds out this year again. I think it's going to be a very competitive season. And Oisin, just before I finish, we mustn't forget the Northwest Warriors, who won the T20 competition this year. They have been working extremely hard during the winter and indoor sessions up at Brady Cricket Club. They start their campaign on the 17th of May against the Northern Cricket Union down in Coleraine in the T20 game. So there's a lot of big games coming up for the Northwest Warriors. They did reasonably well last year, and they'll hope to do better this year, obviously with all their Irish internationals representatives on their side. I would expect them to do well. So a big way. Big year all round, not only for the local clubs and for the league games, but for also for the Northwest Warriors and their representative games.
Okay, thanks, Eamon. We look forward to the coverage starting next weekend.